This is how we all came into the world.
This is A Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and AEW is making us work this week. Turns out we have a few new listeners, so I am your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And this week was, well, we were under the impression that AEW was going to have, like, major segments on Dynamite, thinking they were matches.
We were led to that impression because they did have a lot of time on Dark.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, after the, was it the fourth match?
There was four matches that we watched, I believe.
Yeah, we were like, oh, cool. So they might be starting to turn it around. And then we saw a tweet that highlighted three segments, assuming they were matches of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, one of them we knew wasn't a match.
Which one are you talking about?
The Brandy one.
Oh.
But then one of them isn't a match. The other one wasn't a match either. Like, they're barely even segments.
Whatever. So, we're working a little bit more covering AEW, but not that much more, thank goodness. SmackDown, though, there's a couple of, well, there was one match, and Sasha came out to, just talk, because this was the first SmackDown since she won the title, defended it, right?
Defended it successfully for the first time.
So this is an event to celebrate.
She also has to call out or get her Asuka promo in.
Sasha was calling out like the rest of the women in the locker room, and Bayley came out and was basically telling her, like, it's not over until I say it's over. Which, thank goodness, because that's what I want to see selfishly. Yeah. But I mean, really, it's for the betterment of the women's storylines.
It's the only thing keeping this division from being Ross.
Yeah.
Is her involvement. Because Asuka is amazing.
Oh,
but Ross division is terrible.
Yeah.
Sasha is possibly the best wrestler on the planet right now. But without Bayley, that division drops off fast.
Real quick, yeah.
Well, Bianca's there. I don't want to say completely.
But they're not utilizing her, so...
Yeah, yeah.
It's still right now, it's... not where it needs to be. Bayley comes out to interrupt Sasha. And while she's, I don't know if she's like working with Carmella, but Carmella came into the ring and super kicked Sasha. I mean, I guess if like that move works for you and it looks really great, keep using it. But come on. I'm ready to see a match already.
I'm pretty sure her old finisher was the same Bronco Buster. And so like that, she's also being like, I like that they're claiming this as a repackage because she kind of got silly towards the end of her, like, before she went away.
Yeah.
But she was always still, like, this pretty girl. That's her gimmick.
Yeah.
That's still her gimmick.
Yeah, she's just, like, she's money.
And she still has the same moves from what we've seen.
That's why I'm saying, I really want to see a match now to, like, prove me wrong. But this is all just, like, oh. Also, that color combination going on head to toe does not work.
Yeah, I don't know how this whole thing just came together, especially like after knowing it was going to be a letdown. Maybe that's what it is. Like, it's going to be a letdown from Bayley versus Sasha, so let's just let down and then start to build back up from there.
Like, we're not going to throw her in with Bianca just yet. Like, we don't know how long this pandemic is going to last.
Like, if Nia was there, like, she would be in there the day after Bayley.
Yeah, right.
If it was on that in that division, she would be there the day after Bayley lost. But they work with what they have, and that's Carmella.
Are we going to see a match between them anytime soon? Like, I can't have
Sasha
any more of
Carmella?
This, like, sneaking up. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Just Royal, give it to her already.
Royal Rumble, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. That's so far away. Isn't that in February?
It's in January. And I just realized who's coming back for it.
Who?
We're going to get a two-year-in-a-row winner.
Who are we talking about?
Who won it last year?
Who won it last year?
Who called out the champion you wouldn't have thought she was supposed to call out?
Why am I blanking on this? Can you just say it?
You're bad at this. It was Charlotte.
Of course it was Charlotte.
Just going to come back.
Yeah, she has to come back
it.
At that point. Mm-hmm. That's, well, we'll talk about the Raw division in a little bit. Let's get this last Survivor Series. Well, was it even the last Survivor Series qualifier? It's not.
No, there's one more.
Oh, my gosh. Natty is involved again. She's going for it. Versus Tamina versus Liv. Hey, and then
Tamina's still here. Did you
remember? Oh, yeah. Tamina's still here, guys. Don't worry. We got a debut this week.
Kind of.
Well, like, we got a debut.
Yeah.
The follow-through was we're not so clear on. Chelsea Green made this a four-way match.
Surprise four-way match.
Still coming out in her awful gear. Well, no, her gear is fine. It's that weird tutu that she brings out with her that's like, okay.
Why are we still doing this?
I don't know if she's, like, trolling her boyfriend. Because they're not married, right?
No.
Maybe she's just, like, dropping those hints.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. She's got a butt veil going on. It just doesn't work ever.
It doesn't seem in place. It's, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
You know what? She just needs to turn it into a full-on skirt and just live out her, like, Barbie princess fantasy. And I, like, it would totally make sense. But this weird elastic butt veil is not working.
Yeah, not working for me either.
But otherwise, besides that, she looks great. We haven't seen her in forever. The last time we saw her, she left NXT and was like, bye. I'm off to better things. You're fired, Robert Stone.
Yeah.
That was the last time we saw her.
Yeah.
And then
she
nothing.
She was supposed to have another debut in between then. I think there was a taped segment that never
aired. That got dropped.
And then she was supposed to go back to NXT, but never showed. Or she did go back to NXT.
And they didn't do anything with her.
And then she was called up because she was drafted, wasn't she? No.
I don't think she was
drafted. She wasn't drafted.
No.
She got called up again, like, in the background from what all the reports were. But we never saw her. And then this is when we finally see her and she gets her. And this is from a post from Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Got told no from the company. Signed to NXT, got injured at NXT.
Well, she's on Tough Enough, remember? And they gave her a hard time because she was, like, a little too enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Like, it was so funny that, I don't know if I showed you the episode, but, like, she's in there selling, basically. And they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, like, we're supposed to make it look good, right? They're like, we haven't gotten to that part of the lesson yet. Like,
the girls or the coaches?
The coaches! They were, like, all upset with her because, well, I guess they were trying to say it was, like, for safety reasons, they don't want her doing it incorrectly. But, yeah, they, like, got on her for that. Anyway, like, she's been around forever, and, like, she makes it in and then, like, a couple steps back.
It sucks.
And now she has a broken wrist.
Yeah, she had broken it. Apparently this is a re-injury. Which, yeah, I just hope it doesn't end up becoming a problem for her career.
This doesn't mean, though, that she can't.
She can stay here.
Like, she can't be on TV, though, right?
They should have a. Next time she comes back, they should pull an Eva Marie and have her get injured again. But only, like, for a week. Like, fake an injury.
Oh, fake.
And then she can come back, and then, like, or maybe, like, she leaves for a month, and then she'll come back and get injured, leave for a week, and then come back and just leave for, like, get injured on SmackDown and show up on Raw.
Remember all those rumors about Eva Marie coming back? Thank goodness that didn't happen. But anyway, let's talk about the match. It wasn't as good as the other ones, like, no. That included Billy and
did
Zelina.
Did you go back and watch it?
Oh, are we going to talk about Zelina yet?
Not yet. Did you go back and watch it?
I didn't go back and watch it. Well, I mean, I watched it.
But after I talked about Liv's gear...
Oh, Liv's... No, I didn't go back and watch it, but you were saying about Liv's gear being the same as...
So, like, I don't want to keep on doing this, but she brings it on herself. Not every superstar. 5-6 superstars participated in this. Undertaker, 30, because he's never going to do it again, and he's gone after the Survivor Series. It was when he did his debut, blah, blah, blah. So they all did different... Undertaker costumes.
Yeah.
I'm going to move past the fact that she decided to choose literally the worst Undertaker that has ever existed, objectively.
The American Badass one.
And then go to say, What a nerd! She's the only one that showed up in her gear for her match. Like, Sasha didn't show up looking like Undertaker. She showed up being Sasha. Shinsuke didn't show up looking like Undertaker, even though he looked fucking awesome. And Jeff Hardy showed up as Jeff Hardy. Like, what are you doing? Get your own... Like, this is the problem with you. Get something.
I
want to shake her and shake, like, the... Either her or the creative behind her making the decisions, because like,
or whoever's letting her go out like
it's that. More confusing than Asuka, because than Io, because at least Io is consistent in her confusing that we don't know what's happening. Like, are you a nerd? Do you have no friends? Are you trying to find yourself? Are you like, I just don't get it.
And I thought her gear was like just back to the Riot Squad aesthetic.
It was before.
Because it was the plaid. It was red plaid.
For this one?
Yeah, for this.
See, maybe I'm just match. Like...
You have it like in your head.
That's what I think it is.
I think
it's one of those McGurk effect things that I'm just like seeing it that way in my head. And that was what I was asking if you went back and saw it.
Yeah. Either way. I saw the picture and it looked like she was wearing like the punk looking gear that her and Ruby usually wear together.
Okay. So then I apologize for calling her a nerd for coming out in the gear, but she is a nerd for choosing that era of Undertaker.
Yeah.
It's the worst one. Ruby were it. So maybe that was it. It was like a tag team thing, but yeah.
Maybe they chose it because like nobody else is going to pick this one. I mean, for good
reason.
What do you think of the match? Was there anything that really stuck out other than Chelsea breaking her wrist?
And I knew that she broke her wrist going into it. I mean, I was going to say I was watching for it, but it happens like immediately, so it's not like I could have been watching that long. But there wasn't anything that I remember particularly other than knowing Liv was going to win.
And Natty being upset again because she couldn't
catch
that spot.
See, I knew Chelsea...
I knew Chelsea debuted.
Got hurt, debuted and got hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't know who won the match.
Oh.
I didn't know who won the match, but even seeing who they were, like, they're really leaning into this Natty's not going to make the team thing.
It's really funny, though.
Yeah. Was Zelina on the team before?
No, she didn't win.
Okay. I wasn't sure which match was she in.
The one against Ruby and Natty.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, so... Do you think they brought up Chelsea because of Zelina leaving?
I think that opened up a spot for sure. Yeah. But since this is a different match, I don't know why they would have just held her out for the next qualifier, which should be on Friday.
Yeah. Man, that's so shitty that she's gone. So there's a new, not a new show, but there's some bonus episodes that are going to be coming out now that Total Divas and Miz and Mrs. are back on the air. And, just uploaded the season premiere recaps, and it's just called Wrestling Reality. I talked about how during the episode where Miz is supposed to be taking care of a $10,000 action figure for Zack Ryder, at the same time that his dog was chewing it was when I found out the Zelina news. So I felt like extra sick at this. I was like, oh no, that's so much money. That stupid dog. What? Zelina's let go? Oh. Yeah, my stomach sank.
It really sucks. And she had to know before sent the tweet out.
Yeah, everybody who's like, their conspiracy theories are so stupid.
This happened within 10 minutes. It's like, no, that's not the way. Any of those people haven't had a job.
Yeah.
Like, way it works.
It's probably just like the 12-year-old kids that watch wrestling. Yeah, they're like, hey.
They haven't had a job, don't know the way the world works, or, yeah, I don't know, like are willfully delusional. But like,
yeah.
It's cool for her to have gotten that in underneath the wire because it can cause some controversy and like.
Oh, yeah, it already has. Stir.
So that's cool. It sucks because she was getting featured and she is, like, for me, of Raw and SmackDown, definitely top 10 of women I want to see.
Yeah.
And people I wanted to see more. She was starting to get featured more.
And it's so frustrating because, you know, I mean, Paige still hasn't been let go of her WWE contract.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah, and she's the one acting like a petulant child around.
Yeah, exactly. And Zelina's the one that gets let go.
Like, rightfully so. I don't want to say, like, but she's, like, Paige is kicking up a stir. Yeah. Zelina just, like, well, this obviously wasn't part of that. We just established that. But, like, Zelina just kind of got her in there, but yeah, I don't know. It sucks.
Classic.
Yeah, I hope somebody scoops her up. And on, like, I'm going to project and be hopeful, be optimistic that AEW's women's division is on the upswing. I would like them to get her to form a Latina faction and run that division.
Yep.
Because it would be amazing.
Yep.
On the other hand.
No. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because have we actually even heard Ivelisse and Diamantes speak?
Not really. Well, they talk like during their matches. And they've been on the mic before, but not a lot. And they couldn't. I think they don't have the.
They don't have that Zelina factor.
I mean, no, not many people have that Zelina factor, but they definitely don't have Zelina's capabilities.
Yeah.
There.
Oh.
I mean, the other. That's
the missing puzzle that we were when we came up with the whole like Latina faction idea. Because
she was in WWE.
Yeah.
But the other side of that coin, and yeah, they could eventually like court Thunder Rosa too. The other side of that coin is AEW seems to hate women's wrestling. Yeah. I tweeted this out from the Take Under account. It doesn't matter anymore because they deleted the tweet, but they hate it so much. They must have not even had any clips of the women on their account because they tweeted out, oh, Brandy and so-and-so got into it backstage with a clip of the men wrestling. Like, come on. These are things that can't happen. You guys are a big company.
Yeah.
And now I was just reading a report before I got on here that like there's a bullying report between one of the CEOs. Like, wait, I haven't read all the details yet, so I don't want to throw, like, I'm not going to get into it until I know everything. But there is somebody throwing accusations of being bullied by multiple people on that ownership team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I have heard nothing of this.
Yeah, and so, like, it's just a mess. And so, because of, like, the volatility there, it has the most potential, but it also has the worst floor, so yeah. I kind of would rather her go to Impact because that division is fucking cool.
Yeah. Was she? Well, I don't know where she came from. I don't know if she was in Impact before.
I want to say she's just been with WWE.
I don't know, and it sucks because, like, yeah, she went on her live stream to talk about being let go and stuff.
Yeah,
and
that was real.
Like, she is just as, you know, like, nerdy as, like, Sasha and Bayley, like, wanting to grow up to be a wrestler. Like, who wants to grow up to be a wrestler?
Yeah. I want to say rough, but not even that. It was just, like, it was cool to watch, to see her be cool. Like, I don't know. Just to see that insight from her, but.
Well, she's not, like.
I wish the best for her.
She's only going to be successful. Like, with all the talent that she has, there's no way she can't be. And who knows, maybe she's being held back. I don't know. That's what everybody complains about when they leave WWE.
In her case, it was true. She was never given a chance to wrestle. And she could have only gotten better with reps. We saw her getting better towards the end with, like, those Bianca
matches. Just those last few matches,
And we saw her getting better in NXT when she got more and more time. But then, like, they kept taking it away from her and only wanting Andrade to. And then she was put
in that manager role, which she killed it in, too. So. And now, oh my gosh, now that they've separated her from Andrade and also Angel Garza, like, we're already seeing how they're kind of suffering from it.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yes.
I don't get handicapping. You're one of your divisions that way. I was going to say you're worse, but no, there's a division that's very clearly the worst.
Are you talking about Raw?
Yeah.
All right, so on Raw.
So speaking of Raw.
There was a 3-on-3 tag match between Asuka, for some reason, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Nia, Shayna, and for some reason, Lana.
A tune-up before Survivor Series, maybe?
I guess because they normally, this is the episode where you have the visiting team, like, invade and beat everybody up.
But Corona and everything.
Yeah, so maybe that's why they couldn't they couldn't do it the way they usually do it. But.
I mean, I get it because, yeah, these are all the people competing for Survivor Series. But then, like, the way that the storylines broke out, you see why you don't do that.
I was going to complain because this really was the only match for the women. But recapping the rest of the show, like, in total, I think there was only 4 matches on Raw. And this is a 3-hour show.
God, I can't. that Drew storyline is just so, like, overpowering for everything. And it's just stop. Well,
so something that love it. Something that is an exclusive that we didn't see on TV was Peyton and Lacey backstage. So we're going to watch it really quick because we haven't seen this. I just, like, saw it pop up on the website. Well, I'm very glad we watched this because I was under the impression that they were going to put Lacey and Peyton together as a tag team.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't do this.
So Mandy and Dana have been taken off of Team Raw for Survivor Series. Do we know the reason?
Possibly bad social behavior, possibly terribly in the ring, possibly they look the exact same. I have no idea.
Well, Peyton and Lacey are now on Team Raw, which makes a little bit more sense.
Yes. I mean, they're both better wrestlers.
We all know that Lana is going to be the sole survivor.
I am not so sure anymore.
Well, either her or Peyton for sure. This interview was backstage with Smart Autonomous Robot Acting Human. And, I mean, her upgrades with each one, slight difference, slight bug fixes, but still overall a robot.
Just not good.
Acting human.
Yeah.
This was kind of a mess at the beginning.
Oh, it was terrible.
She's asking if Lacey and Peyton can work together on the team. Lacey could. They must have found out 5 minutes before they filmed that little segment because they seemed very surprised and couldn't get like their script out. I guess I don't know. It was very. It seemed very on the fly. It was. It showed.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick or nothing, but it was very obvious that Lacey has not been doing this a lot the last few months.
I think she's been hanging out a little bit too much with Natalia. It's rubbing off.
I mean, yeah, or not practicing the way that she should be. Like, she's got too many other things going on.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they just found out 10 seconds before Sarah started asking them questions.
Even if that's the case, what the argument that you're about to get into shows that Lacey's probably not in the mirror, like, cutting promos every day the way that she should be.
The way Peyton is.
The way Peyton is, exactly.
And that's, like, the key to Peyton's success.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they both – it was kind of funny because Lacey stumbled over her words.
Especially somebody who's so character-driven, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, and the only thing you have going is your Liberty Bell character.
And Peyton was poking fun at her for stumbling over her words, and then immediately Peyton gets tongue-tied on hers.
When she did, I was just like, oh, this is a mess. I hate this already.
But as soon as Lacey left, Peyton, and this just shows, like, the true genius, asks Sarah, do you have any more questions for me? And she cuts in her, like, she gets her promo in,
yeah,
the one that she needs before the big old pay-per-view. And yeah,
that's the Shawn Michaels factor.
She's
like, you
so
get
good.
A little bit of time. I mean, this wasn't even on TV, but like, you get time that's gonna be put somewhere. Don't just treat it as a throwaway and just, oh, I messed up. I'm like,
bye.
Get out of here as quick as you can. Like, no, keep at it if they'll let you, and you're gonna get this take.
She saved it. She also got in her jab at Sarah,
yeah,
and told us that she's gonna be the one to bring Team Raw home.
And the rest of her team, like, also getting in those things that they can pull up. But, like, even after this, Nia can be like, oh, you said, like, we're not leaders? Like, come out here. Like, we're going to kick. And then she still has more storylines.
Yeah, because she called out Shayna and Nia for not being leaders because they're always, like, fighting with one another. And she's saying, like, well, good thing I'm here.
Yeah. And see, I mean, that just goes to the show, too. Peyton's had to fight for her storylines where, like, we were force-fed the other person for a year and a half and still nothing came of it. And now she's been gone for, like, all these months. And comes back and just isn't where it should be.
Mm. Yeah, I'm still a little bit confused about her character, too, because, yeah, it just hasn't evolved much.
Yeah.
And
it definitely seemed more, like, lighthearted here than it was the last time we saw her.
And this is since she's moved from SmackDown, right?
Yeah. Last time we saw her, she was more like the Southern, like, the bitchy Southern Belle.
And but this one's like the kooky like Southern Belle?
No, she's, yeah, I don't know. She's, yeah, whatever. Anyway.
But, you know, like, that's why, like, the whole draft happening, that's everyone's opportunity to make a change or, like, really put themselves out there, like, do something different. Like, it has to be eye-catching. Otherwise, you're going to end up with more and more Drew segments playing with a sword. I don't know. Is there anything else for Raw you want to talk about?
Not yet.
Oh, wait. We didn't even talk about the rest of the match. but Lana went through a table again.
Yeah, that was going to happen.
Nia was, like, tricking her into thinking that she wasn't going to put her through the table, that they were making a truce. And
so that was the one with the roll-up pin, and then it was over.
So stupid Asuka Lana. No, then Shayna had, who does she have? She Asuka. Had Asuka in yeah. her Carefuda clutch.
I'm pretty sure.
And for some reason, Lana tagged her while her back was turned. And so the ref was like telling Shayna, like, no, like Lana, it's like Lana's got to come. And I mean, yeah, Shayna nearly had Asuka. She nearly had her passed out. Yeah,
because Shayna almost killed her.
But Lana kind of ruined the match for them. Anyway, this match was just meh. I mean, like, watching Asuka is fun and all, but I'd rather just see her be champ.
She has nobody to, like, to perform against. Well, Shayna's there, but Shayna's in, like, her nebulous going on that, like, yeah, Asuka, if there were, I get the value of a Thunder Rosa or Serena Deeb now. Her name's Serena Deeb. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you could just have somebody come in and fight, but WWE doesn't have that kind of partnership with anybody. So it kind of really sucks. Hopefully that's going to change.
Soon. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately. I think it's going hopefully. To. Hopefully, but unfortunately, I think it's going to change.
All right. Well, let's talk about Impact really quick because there's the tag team title tournament is going to – well, it's already started. So I was just going to, like, go down the bracket. So the match that kicked it off this week was Tennille Dashwood and Alicia versus Havoc and Nevaeh. Havoc and Nevaeh advance. Then a familiar face is going to be back next week. That's Killer Kelly and Renee Michelle. I don't know who that is.
Actually, I think we have her to – wow, she's gone. And we have her to thank for all the mythology of NXT UK.
Because of Xia Brookside, right?
Her bouncing on – her
turning or like ditching. Her
becoming Coward Kelly. Gave us dead Xia Brookside,
yep.
The Spectre of NXT UK, who gave us the rest of, like, our mythology there. I mean, a Valkyrie showed up and named herself, but, like, you got a Spectre and witches and, yeah, it's fun.
So she'll be back teaming with Renee Michelle against Jordynne Grace and Tibba, or to be announced.
You know nothing about sports.
That was kind of a joke, like in Mighty Ducks. They're like, who's Captain Tibbid?
No, it wasn't.
You don't remember that?
I remember that. I'm saying that wasn't a joke. Anyway.
So, yeah, we'll find out next week who her partner is going to be.
Because we didn't watch.
Because we didn't watch the pay-per-view.
What was it? It wasn't Bound for Glory. That's the only pay-per-view they have that I know.
Well, we definitely need to look it up. It was Turning Point, which is a special.
That's what it was.
And it was a street fight. So we need to, like, pirate it or something. Yeah. But, yeah, so Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz versus C-Stars, who I looked up, and they are a sister tag team. Then Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly versus Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary.
So they'll probably lose.
You mean Deonna's team losing? Oh, yeah. So Deonna's champ again.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let her go far in this tournament to get a double champ. Just get this right out of the way.
Yeah, because they don't have enough women, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like the tag team tournament. It's happening. It's kicked off.
I didn't see any of Impact this last.
Yeah, me either. I just caught in on that last or that match between Alicia and Havoc.
Yeah, I didn't even see that.
So, yeah, I saw the last 2 minutes. We're bad at this.
There was just too much. We wanted to give AEW the benefit of the doubt. We watched a lot of Dark on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And completely flew past Impact, and we don't know how to watch Impact on, like, after it airs.
Without having to pay for it.
We haven't looked it up either. I'm sure there's ways.
If anybody wants to, like, loan us
a Fight TV login.
That'd be great. So last week on Dynamite, Ty Conti finally came out versus Red Velvet. This was a good match. I was surprised that they even let them on TV.
I didn't see this one yet. I need to watch that match.
Yeah. They did like double kicks to each other. Cause that's a cool, you know, what's funny is I've actually seen Ty Conti in person and she is tiny. Red Velvet is smaller than her.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, it was just, they were just so good. Anna Jay came out with Ty Conti. They're friends now. And Brandy.
Is Ty Conti in Dark Order yet?
I don't think so. But I think Anna Jay's working on her.
That's kind of lame. It'd just be funny to have these two pretty girls. Like, one of them just happens to be in a cult and the other one's not.
It's like her friend.
Well, yeah, one of them doesn't.
It's like.
They respect each other's views enough. This is the Division in America storyline we need right now.
It's like Anna the cheerleader Jay. Hanging out with a goth girl.
Yeah. Not even necessarily a goth girl. Just a straight up like culty. Oh, yeah,
a cult member.
Like, someone who dresses in robes and like white shoes at school.
So Anna Jay tried to get involved in the match. She threw Ty Conti a chair to use on Red Velvet. And she threw it out because she was like, no, like I don't need to do that. But as she's like, she's distracted by that, Red Velvet was able to like get a kick in on her. Like pretty sick too, but she kicked out of it. Tay did. Is it Tay or Ty? I think they call her Ty. Like Thynata.
Yeah.
There was a spot that was kind of weird where Red Velvet missed a kick to Tay Conti's head, but it still sounded like it because I guess she slapped her leg. Because they're like, oh, kick to the head. Oh, I guess she missed because Ty was just standing around like, oh, no, she didn't get me.
Another observation from Dark this week, and I've seen it before, or another just complaint of AEW is they have the worst cinematographers. And I don't know if they were saying, I don't know if they're just the rejects from AEW or from WWE. And so they're like, oh, you're
defecting.
Yeah, you're defecting. Let's come over here. Nah, you guys need to get actual, like, good cameraman. I'm sorry. There's been, like, so many mishits caught on camera. It's at least once a week, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you heard as if it did connect, but it didn't.
Yeah.
That's
probably not their fault. There are times, though, where you could have played the cameras and not let it look like that. So, or there's times where you could just not get people blatantly not punching people.
Ty Conti's finisher, I guess. I don't know if that's her finisher, but she does that gory special setup and she flipped Red Velvet around onto her knee. Like it looked pretty cool because like her background is in is it jujitsu? Or is it judo?
Judo, I think.
Yeah. So that was like what Tay Conti was like throwing out through the whole match was like, just like her cool karate moves, and she wins anyway. Like she didn't need the chair, she didn't need to cheat, and that's kind of like what she was like telling Anna Jay at the end of it. You can kind of see it in their body language where she was just like, "See, I didn't need that. Like, I'm actually good. I'm actually good, Anna Jay."
She's like, "No, this is what we do. We help each other out."
Also, Brandy just needs to go away. She's a bad manager. Velvet needs to drop her and go over to Vicky Guerrero's team. Also because, like, Brandy's a little bit insufferable. I just don't want to see her right now.
Yeah. No complaints from me on that front.
Well, let's talk about Dark because that's where apparently all the action was this week. There's this person named Rain Victoria that came out, and she wrestled Penelope Ford.
Yeah.
Your complaint here was that it should have been a squash.
Yes. And AEW is really good about not having squashes. I think we even talked about this last week. Like, it seems like all the women have a chance. And that's okay in a lot. Like, if you do that in a lot of your matches. But we haven't seen Penelope in a little while. She's not really building any momentum. Like, if you want to start featuring her on Dynamite, give her a squash on here. And this is the perfect opponent for that to have been a squash.
Yeah, like, Reign Victoria came out in a spirit Halloween costume with a fake crown.
Never heard of her. Like, perfect person to just go 0-1. Or is this her debut?
I think so.
Or to just add another loss to her column and then give Penelope some momentum to start getting her, like, and start building up your women's division. Because you gave them 4 matches this week. You had 3 segments. Like, if you're going to start doing that, that's what this should have been, and not like one of those long-term stories. We've seen them do this with, like, Kenny, who is another candidate for one of their biggest stars, another candidate for best wrestler in the world right now. Like, he's been having long matches with people who he should just steamroll. And it works for that storyline that they've been building for over a year. You're not going to – who are you guys kidding? You're not going to build a storyline for a woman for over a year. So you don't need to do that with Penelope.
You can have her come in as the big bad.
Yeah. Not even necessarily the big bad. Just have her steamroll some people. And this was the perfect person to do that. She could fight someone like – who was the other one that was at the end? I never remember her name.
What is
she? Kylan King?
Oh, the one who fought Swole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you could have her fight Kylan King for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because that match would be more...
Also, that looks to be who they want to build up to, Kylan King, after this match with Swole. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, those are the people you should start to build your division around. Like, yeah, Kylan King would be towards the end, towards the bottom half of talent of that division, but, like, so kind of would Penelope Ford. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they would match up more evenly. But, like, once you have these, I mean, call, like, people coming in, some of those need to get steamrolled.
Yeah.
Some of them can show up a showing and be, entertaining matches, but they're also the 0-10 team that a college football team brings in to get a win, the same way you saw in Longest Yard. So I know you're not unfamiliar with that.
Oh, see, I know that one. you could have just made Reign Victoria, who spells her name interestingly, be that jobber, even though I'm pretty sure they don't want to have just jobbers.
Yeah.
The other
interestingly
match,
is kind. I would straight up say dumb.
The other match was Tesha Price versus our favorite 11-year-old wrestler, Layla Hirsch. Okay.
Little Layla.
That's so Layla. This match was like an episode of That's So Raven. Layla Hirsch looks like she's 11 years old and, like, mistakenly came up to what's the arena that they're in?
They're in the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium.
Somehow, I don't know what it's called, though. Incapacitated Tesha Price's real opponent and was like, oh no, I have to step into the match, and somehow ran into Ronda Rousey backstage.
She was the guest star.
She was the guest star of this episode and was like, because Ronda caught Layla Hirsch stealing her gear, and Ronda was like, oh no. If you're going to go out there in my gear, you're going to learn how to wrestle. And in true That's So Raven fashion, Ronda Rousey taught Layla Hirsch how to fight in 10 minutes.
There could also be like a She's All That going on, where Ronda Rousey and somewhere else, were at a wrestling or a fan convention.
Yeah.
And there was a bet to make that. I bet I could make anybody in here.
But Layla Hirsch is she's a legit wrestler.
She's actually cool. Like, I don't want to shit on her too much or, like, make too much fun of her, because I do want to see more of her in this division. She's another person that I think, like, with Swole and Killing King should be part of this division.
But she literally looks like the Little Rascals dressing up to fool the bank manager.
But she's cool. Like, she actually wrestles really the way cool. that little people should, too. Or not little people, but, like, shorter people should, like, the way she uses her momentum, like, on the... I'm saying this, like, a comparison to someone like Alexa, we've talked about, is, like, 80 pounds and tries to be a powerhouse, and she's not. Like, Layla wrestles the way a wrestler should wrestle at that size.
And I've told you, too, because like, she is an actual wrestler. She wrestles like Kurt Angle. Like, it's cool. I just think it's funny that she pulled one over on Tony Khan.
Yeah.
Tesha Price.
I wonder how she's getting a paycheck.
What would Raven do?
Do they get, she just asked for it in cash, I guess?
Or
make it out to Cash. Yeah. They're like, wait, your name's Cash? Yeah.
Yes.
Just Cash? Yeah, it's like Madonna.
Tasha Price is cool looking. Like, just, this is her debut, right?
I think so.
Did we say that we've seen her before? Was she in, like, Mae Young Classic or something? Taz had mentioned that she looks like a star.
Yeah.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, that, like, was, I thought that, like, a second before he said it, and I was just like, oh, yeah.
Jinx.
She looks really... She could carry... If she's as good as she looks or gets as good as she looks, like, she could be really good in a yeah. women's division yeah. for sure.
She did come out in the Mae Young Classic.
Oh, okay.
So that's why, like, we probably have seen her before. I just can't remember who she wrestled against.
Was she the bad cartwheel one, though?
No, I don't think so.
I thought she was.
Bad cartwheel?
Yeah, the one where we had to, like, go back and watch it, like, three times.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, in this match, yes.
Yes. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that she's that good or, like, is capable of getting that good, but she has the look for sure. The same way that, like, Drew McIntyre was dubbed the king 10 mm-hmm. years ago and yeah, then yeah, had yeah, to yeah. wait 10 years to actually, like, come out to that fate. She could do that, but that looked hilarious.
And it's like the match really was good
yeah.
throughout the whole, like the whole time it was really great, even after her weird botched cartwheel that she did. See, this is why people shouldn't be attempting stupid cartwheels in wrestling. No,
this is why WWE has the Performance Center. Like, they're all conditioned. They condition every day. They've been conditioning for years before they make it to TV. The people coming to AEW have just been wrestling. Like, they don't have a standard they need to meet.
Well, it was just a little flub. It was funny. It was really funny, but...
They were good, yeah.
It was a good match. We still came away after the match loving both of them. Yeah. ooh, our other girl is back. Well, I like her a lot. Alexa Gracia. I like her a lot. I like her look. She's from Texas. She wears a lot of pink. I'm about her.
I'm completely indifferent.
Huh?
I'm completely indifferent.
She fought Ivelisse. Oh, yeah. I was going to say her gear looks like sexy Care Bear gear. but yeah, like this was actually really good. But there, you could tell towards the end of the match that they were getting tired because they were, I don't know, it just seemed like they weren't executing moves as cleanly. And I think that was the case because, like, shortly after is when the match ended. Yeah. They were just like, okay, we're done here.
Get out of here. So we heard one of each other.
The Amante got involved. She kicked Alex in the head. And so, yeah, Ivelisse won. But I like when she comes out. Like, she's just cool to see. Like, yeah. She's just obviously, Ivelisse and the Amante need to just take over on Dynamite. Yeah. And, yeah, like, I think... I think Alexa needs to come up too because there's just like so much character that they could be putting to use other than like Anna Jay.
Storylines to chase. You don't need to chase a cosplayer coming in with Shaq for like synergy because Shaq's going to host NBA in a little bit. Like, especially for all the people who like to talk shit about WWE making business decisions, myself being one of them. I will also call out AEW when they do it. A lot of AEW fans won't do it because why the hell else would Shaq be in a wrestling promotion?
Yeah.
And you're not going to, like, I haven't seen anybody calling out AEW for it, but I've seen people getting stoked for it. Like for
oh my gosh, real? Shaq. Didn't Shaq come out in WWE too?
I think it was when they were WCW. Well, he's come out in WWE before, yeah. I'm pretty sure he fought or had like a little run in with Big Show.
Oh, I was going to say not that Indian dude from The Longest Yard.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Big Show at some point. And I know he came out when WC... Like, that was another, like, dummy thing that WCW did is they always had, like, guest stars, too. And that's been a gripe, but I don't hear it coming from the AEW faithful right now.
Because, like...
They can't do anything.
They're
wrong.
Doing it correctly, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Another match that happened that night was Lindsay Snow versus Thunder Rosa. Who I guess that they've wrestled each other before. They, like, seem to have a familiarity with one another. Lindsay Snow looked like really jacked Daisy De La Hoya from Rock of Love, Daisy of Love.
I was actually really impressed with her more than
I haven't been able to find, like, in the Where Are They Now articles of Daisy De La Hoya. So
it's her.
Yeah, you're saying that she was, like, Lindsay Snow was good?
Yeah, like, I was actually, this is what Ronda was going for. This is what, like, all the MMA fighters are going for. Like, this is, like, a cool, controlled brutality that works in, like, professional wrestling. Like,
oh, I didn't even put that together.
Not really, like, what... Because Shayna's more like a brawler, like, street fighter. Yeah. Like, she's almost converted the way that she fights to do it in pro wrestling. But, like, yeah, she's, like, an in-between of, like, Shayna and, like, an MMA fighter still.
Yeah. Who won this match?
I don't think I wrote it down. Thunder Rosa. Because Thunder Rosa has to. Right. She had her title shot.
Oh, against Serena on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is one of the first times I've seen Thunder Rosa. And I've heard a lot of people talk great things about her, but I was more surprised by, what was her name again?
Lindsay Snow.
Yeah. But I liked her a lot. She's another person I think they should feature a lot.
And then in the, I guess, main event of Dark, for the women anyway, because obviously they weren't going to end the show with the women, was Big Swole versus Kylan King. And poor Kylan, she lost again.
Swole's badass.
But this match was really, really good. And yeah, I just love watching Big Swole. I don't know why they aren't, like, building everything around her.
They were good.
Especially with Britt Baker.
And then, yeah, she gets hurt, so they're like, oh, I guess women can't wrestle. They just get hurt all the time, so we can't do this anymore.
Meanwhile, Big Swole's over here like, hello, I'm fine.
Big Swole's doing curls with Private Party.
Like, she's curling the members of Private Party.
Walking and curling them, doing lunges and curling the members of Private Party. Like, hey, you guys got anything going on? And Cody and the Young Bucks are like, it's just not enough time this week. I'm sorry. But we'll get you on Dark.
Oh, yeah. There was another segment on Dark that I don't know why it's not on Dynamite. Was Britt Baker's The Waiting Room. That was amazing.
That was mostly good. I get why it wasn't on Dynamite, because there was some stuff that I think it'll be on Dynamite soon.
It was basically just Britt Baker doing stand-up and calling out the company, and it was
It's going to be on hilarious. Dynamite within the before the end of the year, I promise that.
Rebel, not Reba. Not Reba.
Rebel.
Because
you like, finally saw the graphic.
Because that's how they wrote it out. Rebel, not Reba.
Oh, not Reba? I didn't see that.
And she was like in cute bedazzled scrubs introducing Britt.
I love Britt's wrestling jackets being hung up in her
office.
In her waiting room.
Yeah, yeah.
When she's a doctor, she needs to have like her titles.
I'm sure she does.
If she becomes a dentist.
No, she is. She is a dentist.
She is a dentist. No, that's right.
She has her own practice.
No, I meant if she gets her own practice, but I guess she does
have
one.
She does, yes.
I thought she was just working at somebody else's.
Well, I don't know if it's her own practice, but she actually has a legit job as a dentist.
Yeah, if she doesn't have her own practice, or if she does, she needs to have her jackets and shit like that. Hopefully that's inspired by her actual like room. That would be cool.
I'm pretty sure like they filmed in her office.
No, it was
during shutdown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember? I'm pretty sure that was her building.
But that's what I'm saying. If it had her name, they would have showed like a sign or something. They just showed the building, didn't they?
I don't know why I haven't investigated into this more. Yeah. I mean,
because we haven't moved to Florida. If we moved to Florida, we would.
I bet you that's why.
We would drive multiple hours to go to Brits.
I mean, I get super involved in Total Bellas because they film in Phoenix and we used to live there. I don't know why I haven't done more detective work on Dr. Britt Baker's office. I'm pretty sure it's out there. I'm pretty sure it's very easy to find. Yeah, so that whole segment was really funny. They even had, like, the stupid people that hang around ringside as the audience for this.
Yeah.
It was super silly and campy, and, like, I don't know why they don't do more stuff, like, with Britt like this anyway.
That's
I mean,
why,
they do.
I think
they
that's
do,
why
actually.
I was dark.
They do.
But this is also, like, a big shot, so she's probably, like, that's probably how she might have even been the one to pitch it, like, look, let me just do it on dark.
You know, I was thinking, this is like what a dumb talk show is supposed to look like, mm-hmm. not like the chore that is in. That is Moment of Bliss.
Yeah.
That's enough AEW. Let's talk about NXT because, whoa. Again, working a lot this week because there were so many matches on NXT that we had to keep up with. And I thought they were all going to be bangers, but that wasn't the case. And I guess that's a good thing because, like, it just kind of, like, mellows out my expectations for, like, the way it should be. But the first match was Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell versus Kayden Carter and Casey Catanzaro. Are they actually KC Express?
I don't know. That's what I'm referring to.
Or do we just call them that? Okay. I think that's a lot easier then. Yeah.
I think that might be one of our last original mottoisms, so I'm going to keep it for as long as they're a tag team.
Yeah, so this one wasn't the strongest, but it was still pretty cool. We still got cheating Candace.
Yeah.
She was, like, preventing Kayden from helping out Casey when she needed to. Indy Hartwell just, like, laid out Casey outside with her foot. Like, Jesus. Like, Casey's tiny, but whoa. Yeah. Next to Indy's leg.
She's, like, the size of Indy's leg.
Yeah.
But we also got to see them, like, show how good of a tag team they were, too. I think everybody looked good in this match.
Yeah, yeah. But then the next match was Dakota and Raquel versus Ember and Toni Storm.
Yeah.
And that one, like, that match was just loud. Like, that's how I would describe that match, was just loud. Because they were just hitting each other so hard. Like, their wrestling styles, well, besides Dakota, because she, like, even her kicks, too. Because that's what she was getting the most in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, a brutal type of match. Oh, and before it started, Ember and Toni were talking to, who's the NXT reporter?
I don't remember her name. She's not as bad as the other one. She's actually getting way better. Especially with, like, the Gargano segments that she's done, but I don't remember her name.
I mean, she's no Kathy Kelly, but
nobody is.
Ember and Toni were saying that, yeah, they're going to team up because, you know, Dakota and Raquel
have the numbers game.
So they're going to even it out tonight, basically. But, you know, once this is over, women's championship, blah, blah, blah.
I think between that promo and then at some point during the middle of the match is when I was like, yeah, there's, as much as I wanted to see these many people around, like, They have the same bloated WWE roster effect as they need to ship away at least two people.
And then they could start cutting some men's segments.
I mean, yeah, they could. They give the women a lot of time in NXT.
Yes, no,
though.
They do. I'm just saying, like, they're reaching, like, a little bit UK levels where the women are outshining a lot of the men.
Oh, yeah, totally. I would say they've already probably reached those. Like,
there's probably two men's storylines that they could keep.
Not quite those levels, but I would say that they have better storylines than the men's division for sure, even here. So it got me kind of hopeful leading into the main event that somebody was going to have to end up leaving.
Yeah, and we kind of got confirmation of that.
Yeah, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
There's just too many people. At least maybe ship one away to UK and one into Raw. Or one, since they're all so good, you can just infuse both of the higher women's divisions.
Why would you move anybody back to the UK?
I mean,
they just brought Toni over.
Because they're good. Toni could go back there and, like, start fighting with them again. I don't know that necessarily Toni could have anything in Raw or SmackDown.
I think if she stayed on NXT, like, I think keeping Toni on NXT right now is a really good idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's kind of like that just needs to be the next step in her career. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love listening to Toni talk. She's got that cool British accent. Like, it's still pretty fancy, but, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not quite Essex, but it's also not super proper, but still, like, nice to listen to. Anyway.
Just to finish my thought from earlier, my other vote, because like I said, I think they need to drop at least two people, is Dakota leaving.
Would you move her up?
Yeah.
They would really have, yeah, well, no, there's a lot of women you could spare right now on the main shows.
I mean, either move her up to Raw, because like we said, they could use it, or if you put her in SmackDown, you have Sasha versus Kirkland Sasha potential, Kirkland and then Sasha. She could also be in there with the rest of them.
They can't move too many women up to the main rosters because, like, they're going to need to have room for Piper when she comes over and Kaylee Ray.
They got to go to NXT first. No. No, you can't have them. If NXT needs to lose four women from right now, other than Raquel and Shotzi, take any of them. Piper and Kaylee Piper need to come Kaylee to NXT. Need to go to NXT.
this week is supposed to be the Piper and Kaylee Ray false count anywhere match.
My prediction
match.
For match of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Okay, so back to Dakota and Raquel versus Ember and Tony. Yeah, Tony's style is just cool because she's so, like, brutish. And Ember is the same way, but she's got, like, fancy drop kicks.
Yeah. And she can jump and still fly and run. That's what more of her style is.
The matchup between Ember and Raquel was cool just because of the size comparison, obviously. But seeing Ember just be, like, not afraid at all in the face of Raquel. And, again, poor Dakota. Like, she just... I guess somebody isn't going to get, like, the spotlight on them.
You don't like
the whole
her,
thing.
But she's good. My only criticism for Dakota here, and this is why I call her Kirkland Sasha, is because she hasn't identified the art of selling. Where, like, Sasha sells, like, Sasha knows the exact range to hit every single time. With Dakota, it's like, how can I sell the shit out of this every time? So, like, I don't want
to... She sells, a flick to the ear.
And I don't know why I keep wanting to do sports metaphors, but, like, old pitchers, like, the starters used to conserve their energy so they could pitch for a long time in the games. Starters these days just throw the fuck out of the ball, like, as hard as they can.
Okay.
And so, like, that's what kind of Dakota does every single time, but it's not the same mentality. Like, you're not getting any extra benefit from selling a flick that high, so... Learn the subtle art of selling stuff, and then she'll be great, I think.
It's too bad that, like, they aren't really going forward with her push as champion.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like it.
They keep on, edging
for a while,
it and then stopping.
And then, like, stopping, and it's, like, to her own detriment. Yeah. Because now we're seeing, like, well, like, what is she really doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting kind of awkward. Like, you've had your chances, kind of.
And then we're, yeah.
The
like, doors, we're getting,
hey, you know the exit's over there, right?
We're getting the return of Ember. We're getting debut of Tony. We're getting the rise of Shotzi. Like,
and that's also kind of the reason I want to see her leave.
Yeah.
Because without Dakota, like, without Raquel walking around behind Dakota.
Without Tegan having to, like.
Yeah, well, I think that.
Feud with.
That whole thing's gone. Yeah,
but
there's
I'm
no reason,
like,
to keep her around
I'm
for
I'm just
a
saying,
Tegan
like,
feud.
Once Tegan left, that was, like, Dakota's opportunity to just take it. And that hasn't happened.
Yeah. And there's no reason to keep her around for another Tegan feud. Let her leave and set Raquel loose on that division.
Yeah.
Because after the result of this with Io and Rhea, who's going to beat her now?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to beat her, like, that is deserving? You're really going to have her lose to or beat Rhea and then lose to Ember? I love Ember. We're probably two of the biggest Ember Moon fans. There is no planet in which Ember is better than Rhea or has a better pedigree than Rhea.
Right.
She won the NXT championship once?
Yeah, she actually won the vacant title after Asuka left.
So she couldn't even beat her biggest rival. She won an open title and only held it for, like, a short amount of time, then moved up. And I think then Shayna came in. So, like, Shayna must have... I'm pretty sure Shayna was right after her, so Shayna probably dominated her. And then she moved up and didn't really do anything on the main roster.
Yeah,
whereas
and then she
Rhea
got injured.
Fought at WrestleMania, was
already
NXT champion.
Against
was
Charlotte.
NXT UK champion, like, held her own against Charlotte. She's had multiple championship matches. She is the person who should have beat Io, and if... She wasn't going to do it. Io's going to hold that belt for months now. There's nobody that you can justify beating her other than Raquel.
Other than Raquel. Or Dakota with the help of Raquel. But that's, again...
No,
that's
like,
there's,
get her
okay,
out of here. That's why, like, yeah, that's why I think they benefit from getting her out of here.
How have we not, like, drawn the parallels between Dakota and Raquel and Candace and Indy? Like, it sucks because Candace is the one that's probably going to get highlighted right now. And she basically bit off the same gimmick that Dakota was using.
Oh, you like saying that way? Yeah, I mean, no, not really. They're doing different stuff. They haven't really done it on the show yet, but they've had like backstage and network exclusive segments where Candace is like, "Oh, she's my daughter." It was creepy. And so like, if they're gonna go with that storyline, like, there's a lot more potential, like in kind of just the awkwardness, and finally where like. Indy can just break away from Candace. Like, this is getting weird.
I thought I was going to enjoy like, this.
I thought I wanted to be your apprentice, but you are a freak show.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's where that needs to go, I think. And, like, they kind of, if they're going to go with that, they have planted their seeds to do that. But I don't think it's the same. Where, like, with, we talked about Dakota and Raquel, they're like, Sean and Diesel. Like, he's just her muscle.
Yeah.
Or he was just his muscle. She's just her muscle. Like, that's not how Indy and Candace are to me at all.
Okay, then.
It's more like
I stand corrected.
It's more master and apprentice, where Dakota knows
that Raquel's gonna beat the crap out of her soon.
Raquel could drop her at any time. She just doesn't think it's gonna happen.
Oh no, she knows it's gonna happen. I think she's in denial. She's just like, oh man, any day now it's gonna happen. I just thought, no, she's your friend. She's your friend. God, she's gonna do it. She's gonna drop me.
Hey, how much are you lifting over there, Raquel? 120 pounds.
And then, like,
I'm 120 pounds.
And then Raquel, like, gets, like, a message and just, like, starts having a big old fit about her friend that she now hates and is her enemy. And Dakota's like, oh, no. Raquel's like, I don't care. I'll hold grudges against anybody. That girl was my friend since kindergarten.
What did she do? I don't even remember. But fuck that, but she's dead to me.
Cool.
If I ever see her again, I'm going to powerbomb her through so many tables.
It's a good thing we work here.
That's what she said when she was hanging up. You better never come around my face again, or I'm going to powerbomb you through every table in my vicinity.
And then they're in the performance center. Dakota's like, ugh.
Yeah. On the next workout machine.
Do you want to talk about Rhea versus Io then?
The match was really good. I need to watch it again just to like
appreciate it more.
Yeah, for it to fully land and appreciate it. But it was super good as warranted. But I have some critiques that I may need to expand on Take Under and possibly next week. Because I need to do a little bit of homework before I can fully commit to a hill that I want to die on.
Well, Rhea did not take the championship. We were like totally hyped for NXT champ Rhea, and it looks like she's leaving.
Yeah, the exact opposite is happening.
That was a total swerve.
In my notes from earlier in the night, there's too many people in this division. Two people need to leave. My request is Io and Dakota. And the exact opposite happened for...
The exact opposite, which was Rhea and not Dakota.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Io isn't that good. Rhea can go in and just infuse the division with, like, so many good storylines.
She's going to Raw. We know it. Oh my gosh. We're probably going to see Rhea versus Shayna until Charlotte gets back.
I still want to see Asuka versus Shayna. That's the fight I've been waiting for since NXT. The long program I've been waiting for since NXT.
Asuka needs to sit on her throne for a bit and not be involved in these silly...
squabbles.
Yeah. And as she watches, like, Rhea come in.
Yeah, no, I don't want Naya's partner Shayna to fight.
You want Shayna Baszler, Queen Asuka. Of Spades, to fight.
Yeah, I want the Queen of Spades who then has to, like, beat Rhea, who Rhea beat her for her championship, then beat Charlotte, who she's probably never beat and is like the pinnacle of the women's evolution,
to get to Asuka. And this is why Asuka needs to just on her throne for a bit, unless she's gonna be, you know, unless she just has like invitationals where she squashes jobbers in the meantime, if that's what like we want to do with her. But hello, she was the longest reigning NXT champion for a while. She just wasn't even entertaining matches. She was like off jet setting.
She was undefeated.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she could totally do, like, especially because they don't know what they're doing with this women's division. But like bringing Rhea up, I don't know if it would be a smart thing to just have her in with Asuka right off the bat.
I don't think so.
But I have a feeling that's something that they would do. Wait, so that's if we think that, that's if we're correct in that Rhea goes to Raw.
If she goes to SmackDown, it's going to be really dumb. Because like we talked about, SmackDown does have some other stuff there. Raw does not. I mean, they have Shayna, but they're deciding to sandbag her with
Nia.
With Nia. Yeah. So like, you're not going to have, that's not a horse you can bet on. You only have Asuka.
Yeah.
And Peyton. But you're not getting Peyton.
Maybe that's the mean time then. It's Peyton.
Yeah, that needs to be.
Because doesn't make any sense to just like.
Peyton needs to make her be the meantime.
Yes. Yes. That's what needs to happen. Because the only way to really get Rhea up against Asuka is by going through Shayna, Charlotte, and that whole thing needs to be its own like storyline.
See that, yeah.
For it to like make sense, but also to like mean more.
I love Charlotte, but I think she's gotta take some. I think she's gonna have to take the storyline I wanted for Rhea, especially after coming back from this long ass break, where she's gotta get humbled. So Rhea's gonna beat her. Shayna's gonna beat her.
Oh, that makes some sense.
And she's not gonna win the championship.
Well, I'm telling you, she has the perfect out, which is Andrade. So, like, they should just use that to show her, like, lack of focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's if she comes back anytime soon, which we're thinking is going
to
happen.
I think Royal Rumble. No later than Royal Rumble, I wouldn't say. Yeah. I don't think they can afford for her to be gone for that long. Even Rhea's going to give them a boost of life for, like, that's sustainable for a few months, but anything past Royal Rumble is going to be tough for them to keep up.
Yeah. It makes sense, though. She, like, that timeline works out pretty well. And then you don't have to. They probably are moving up Rhea because Becky Lynch was like, I'm not coming back as soon as I have the baby, you idiot. They're like,
so your baby's going to pop out January. You'll be back March for WrestleMania?
What? She's like, no. This is the one where Stephanie McMahon had to, like, get involved and be like, hold on. I had an office job where I could just like come the next day after having my girls, but like this isn't the same thing.
She's like, look, I know I was cutting deals in the operating room, but she's a talent.
Some of Stephanie's best work was done while delivering her babies. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go back to those years and find out which ones they were.
That was when she brought Jericho back. That was when she started inceptioning Vince to bring back the Hardys for that moment at WrestleMania. She's like, look, Jeff's going to get clean soon. And he was just like, oh, pregnancy talk. And but she knew that it was like just planting that seed.
Stephanie McMahon gets psychic powers when she's pregnant. She has premonitions. She is a total oracle. That's where she came up with the idea for NXT UK.
That's why it's all so weird.
Yeah. But it's like, all this was a while ago because her girls are older. So yeah, that's why it's kind of weird because it's just like little fragments that she gets every now and then.
No, she wrote it down in a notebook. It's a pregnancy fever dream.
Yeah. There we go.
The cool thing is this is just book one. How many kids do they have? Three?
I don't know, actually.
At least
I think
two.
They have two, for
so
sure.
So we're going to get another either promotion or, like, a run of this stuff.
I was going to say, let's wrap it up, but we forgot the most important news that came from Shotzi Blackheart 2. There's War Games. Yeah. And she's a team captain announced.
I saw that.
Oh, my God.
So Candace, Rhea, Dakota, Indy is four.
Shotzi,
Ember.
Tony.
They're going to get a fourth person to come in?
Who would be a cool fourth person?
A new signee. Or somebody coming back.
No, there has to be somebody that they're going to use.
Yeah, the division's so stacked. Who? Io? No.
You can't put her in it, can you?
I don't think so, because she doesn't have any friends or anything.
Whenever there's War Games, do they put all belts on the line?
No.
Who does that?
They've never done that.
I feel like we saw a match where they did that with the men, where it was like tag team and the main championship. Was that not Undisputed?
I just keep talking about it. Oh, okay. All the time.
I was like, because then you could bring over Nia and Shayna to lose their tag titles in that too.
No. Because there's only one other spot left. Yeah, we'll have to figure it out by next week.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, now we can wrap this up. This was a really good week. Go check out the highlights, but also definitely watch Piper versus Kaylee Ray in their Falls Count Anywhere match, because that, I'm sure that's going to be the best thing that we see this end of year.
Year, I think. That last match. At some point, I'm going to need to marathon Charlotte and Rhea, Piper and Kaylee Ray 1, and Raquel and Rhea. I know it's those three as my top right now. Oh, one of them's going to have to get kicked out for this one, I bet.
You're not even thinking like Sasha Bailey?
They would be like 4 or 5. I don't think they're top 3.
Wow. Well, we should definitely do that experiment and watch. And everyone else go watch some women's wrestling.